let's assume it's the case.
Okay. Just for the record, would you please state your name and your title?
I'm Richard Moe, president of the National Trust for Historic Preservation.
Great. Could you explain your role within and the function of the National Trust?
I'm the chief executive officer of the National Trust, which was founded 50 years ago in 1949, chartered by the Congress, to be the nation's leading preservation organization. We do a number of different things. We have a series of house museums. We have a number of programs we run through our regional offices, working with state and local preservation organizations, and we're an advocacy organization. So we're trying to preserve historic structures of all kinds all over the country, and we're also trying to increasingly use preservation as a tool to revitalize older communities.
Great. Talk a little bit about the movement in the country as relates to people moving away from suburban sprawl and back toward revitalized urban centers.
Well, there are trends at work in the country.
Just start off by saying there are trends.
There are trends in the country which are really quite interesting. Obviously, since World War II, we've seen a mass exodus of people and jobs from most of our major cities. And some of those cities are still hemorrhaging people and jobs. And it's been an interesting experience. I mean, there's no mystery about why this is happening. Bad schools, crime, drugs, all the usual problems have driven people out. That's been the push factor. But there have also been public policies which have pulled people out, in effect subsidizing construction in new areas. Now, because of the emergence of the sprawl issue, people are understanding that this can't go on forever. And with the reduction of crime in particular, people are realizing increasingly that it's possible to have an urban experience, a good urban experience. And this is what I think is driving a lot of activity all over the country. It's just happening. A lot of it, obviously, we're trying to promote it, but much of it is just happening. Not everybody, but a lot of people like to live in urban settings, older neighborhoods. Happily, they like to live in historic neighborhoods. And when people do come back to the city, they tend to come back to historic neighborhoods, which is a very good thing. We don't want to displace anybody that's there because we make every effort to keep people there and not displace them. But there's so much vacant housing in so many cities in America that's usually not a problem. So it's a very encouraging trend. I think it's fairly modest at this point, but you can see signs of it. I'm told that there are now 20,000 people living in downtown Minneapolis. Now, that wasn't true when I left here 25 years ago. Lower town in St. Paul, there are thousands of people living there that didn't live there before. So a lot of people, I think, we're seeing are attracted to the urban experience. I hope it accelerates.
How is Lowertown recognized on a national level?
Well, Lowertown is recognized very positively on a national level. The National Trust gave Lowertown and Wei Ming Liu and the Lowertown Development Corporation one of our honor awards several years ago, because we saw it as one of the most exciting and best designed and implemented examples of its kind. A fairly large area in a downtown which had been the subject of a lot of revitalization, using historic preservation as a key component. Now, there's some new construction there, but and that's fitting. But altogether, what's happened is that they have created an urban village within downtown St. Paul that is almost self-sustained. There are thousands of people living there and even more people working there, and it works as a unit. And it strengthens St. Paul enormously. So there is a lot of recognition, not just in the preservation movement, but in the economic development community as well, that this is a model for what a lot of other communities should be doing.
How is Lowertown good for St. Paul?
Lowertown's good for St. Paul because it's revitalizing downtown, I believe, in very positive ways. As I understand, it's attracted more than $400 million in private investment. The tax base in that area has gone up more than 400% since this project began. There are thousands of people living there, even more people working there, contributing to the tax base of St. Paul. It's becoming kind of a high-tech center, a cyber village. That's exciting. And it has people of all kinds. I mean, this is the great thing about the urban experience. For example, there are about 500 artists low-income artists living in this, in these wonderful warehouse spaces that I've seen, studio and apartment spaces, contributing to the community. So it's a vibrant part of what St. Paul is. I don't think there's any question but that it's contributing significantly economically and socially to St. Paul.
Why is Lower Town a better business location than a suburban development?
It probably depends on the business as to whether or not it's a better business location. But I think in most cases, if convenience matters to you, if being in an urban setting, if you don't want to have to travel on superhighways to get from point A to point B, if you want good local services, if you want the access to other businesses and support organizations, it's all right there. It's right there, and I don't know why it's not a surprise to me why it's attracting so many businesses, and I understand it's attracting a great number of businesses of different kinds.
Is it profitable to develop an older property?
I don't think they would be developing Lower Town if it weren't profitable. Now, it took some foundation money to get this started, but these kinds of activities are usually very profitable, because people are attracted to the ambiance and just the attraction of older buildings. There's a very similar effort that's been very successful also in Denver called Lower Downtown, or LODO, not to be confused with Lower Town in St. Paul. But it's an old warehouse district. And they almost tore it down in the late 1980s, but they didn't. They put a moratorium on it, put some incentives in there to revitalize it. Some people took a real gamble on investing in it, but now it is the most vibrant part of downtown. Property values have increased significantly. It's contributing, as Lower Town is, to an increased tax base in the city. It's such a popular area of mixed uses, residential, commercial, light industrial, so popular that that's where they put the new baseball stadium. It wasn't the other way around, but the baseball people wanted to be down there where all the action was.
Why should the, do you need to get some?
Yeah, I'll take one.
Why should the Lower Town Redevelopment Corporation and its vision be supported?
Because it's successful. Because it should be supported because it's successful.
Can you start over and just say it's successful?
There's no question in my mind but that Lower Town is a success on almost any level. Socially, economically, in terms of an urban context. And it deserves to be supported because it is successful. And it's a great model for what communities can do almost anywhere. You know, almost every major city in America has old department stores, old warehouses, old buildings of different kinds that can be reconverted to housing, to a lot of different things. So different uses, it's what we call adaptive reuse. And Wei Ming Liu in the Lower Town Development Corporation have really written the book. I think they've written the definitive book on how to do this. And any community interested in looking at how to do this should come to Lower Town and see firsthand.
Great. Talk about some other projects. I know you mentioned the one in Dallas, but are there other projects like Lower Town around the country?
There are other projects like that on a smaller scale. There's a waterfront redevelopment in Chattanooga. In Portland, Oregon, there's been a lot of rehabilitation work done because they have urban growth boundaries and they force the growth inward, so there's been a real premium on reusing older buildings. Adaptive reuse is really kicking in a lot of different places because we learned some important lessons from urban renewal 20, 30 years ago in the interstate highway system, which destroyed a lot of our urban fabric. What's left is valued, and we don't want to lose any more of it. And not just preservationists have that view, but businessmen, people who really appreciate all that it takes to make a community. It takes great new architecture, but it also takes the best of our past, blended together in ways that really are harmonious and that work for the community. So there are a number of different examples all over the country, in large towns and small, of using preservation as a tool, using what you have, using the assets that you have to work for today and tomorrow, even if they're different ways than they were designed for.
Good. Well, we're quick on time here. Let's go back to how Lower Town is recognized on a national level. and just run that one through again.
Right.
So how was Lower Town recognized on a national level?
Lower Town is recognized nationally as one of the best examples of the kind of redevelopment that it represents. The National Trust was very pleased to give Lower Town and Wei Ming Liu a National Trust Honor Award several years ago because we thought it was one of the very best examples of using preservation as a tool, using older buildings, adapting them to different uses, primarily for residential but also for business and commercial purposes. And that's been done brilliantly. And I think a lot of people who are eager to do this in their own communities have come to St. Paul and they've seen Lower Town and it's served as an example. And there's no greater tribute to what's happened there than the fact that it is being replicated around the country.
Great. And let's see, what was the other one? Let's redo the, it's just nice to get a few of them down here. How is Lower Town good for St. Paul and the surrounding community?
St. Paul is good for St. Paul and the surrounding community.
Lower Town. St. Paul is good for St. Paul.
St. Paul is very good for
St. Paul.
Lower Town is good for St. Paul in a number of ways. It adds significantly to the tax base there. I think the tax base has increased 400% in that area. It's attracted $400 million in private investment. It's created thousands of jobs, 1,500 residential units. It's really added to both the social and the economic vibrancy of downtown St. Paul. And in the course of doing all that, it's reduced the demand for sprawl. Because if these people weren't living and working there, they'd probably be living and working outside of St. Paul and contributing to the sprawl, which is very, very prevalent here in the Twin Cities area, as you know. So it's successful on a number of different levels.
Okay. Figure out as long as we've got time where we want to go. Okay, we're in street. How does the Lower Town concept support the startup and growth of new businesses?
The vast majority of new businesses in this country have one controllable cost, and that's occupancy. And that's why older buildings and often historic buildings are perfect settings for startup businesses. And there's a lot of that kind of space available in Lower Town. And that's why I think it's been so successful in attracting new startup businesses, particularly in the high-tech area, but in other areas as well. So it's a natural fit for new businesses.
Good. You're easy to work with.
Don't stretch it if you do.
I'm not going.